We're spending Friday at the beach, in a sense. Our earlier segment dealt with the ecology of Pacific Northwest dunes. Our next guests worked on a project hiking and depicting the Oregon coast in art. One hiked, one painted. So here's the explanation. Pete Miller of Grants Pass hiked the entire Oregon Coast Trail from the far north end to the California border. He took photographs, which Kristen O'Neill of Grants Pass turned into a painting a day of the Oregon coast. Pete and Kristen are here in the studio with us. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Hello.
So how do you two know each other? It sounds like it's through hiking, Kristen. Why don't you take that part of it?
Yeah, I moved here to Southern Oregon last year, and one of the very first things that I did was jump online and go to one of the meetup sites to find hikers. I figured that one of the best ways to explore how beautiful Southern Oregon is and get oriented to the landscape, since I'm a landscape painter, was to get out into it, and I figured I could meet nice, friendly hiking type people. So I jumped online. I found a meetup group called, you know, Happy Hikers around Highway 199. I said, oh, that sounds nice. And signed up for a couple of hikes and met Pete right away. And he is a fountain of knowledge about any kind of trail you've ever heard of. And we had a really good time hiking. And so we started, I would go out with my family, and I've got a husband and two little girls. And so we would come along, and he would show us these beautiful trails. And I was so inspired to paint right away. So I started doing paintings. I did a whole series about being up in the Umpqua National Forest, about Wolf Creek. And so that, and so, Pete really liked the paintings, which was nice. And I liked the hike. So it was a good kind of natural team effort right away.
So have you hiked the entire Oregon Coast Trail before, Pete? I mean, it sounds like you've done a lot of hiking work on a lot of different trails around the region and maybe around the country for all I know.
I've walked the entire Coast Trail before in parts and pieces, but not one, long, full stretch to see the whole thing, to see all the secret beaches, to see all the parts you wouldn't see otherwise.
Mm-hmm. And it's not a short trip, but what, July 9th to August 13th is what you did?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so what was it, was the motivation just the fact that you hadn't done the whole thing in one long stretch before?
I wanted to do something spectacular for my 50th birthday. So where's the bucket list and where do we go?
Right.
Lots of other options were canceled for various reasons, and the last one was the Oregon Coast Trail, which turns 50 years old this year, so it was a 50-50 hike.
Oh, perfect.
Yay,
happy birthday to you both.
Well, thank you.
So then how did the idea come about for this collaboration of your walking and your hiking? And I guess I'll turn to Kristen and say, why weren't you hiking?
Right.
With two little girls,
yeah,
I can imagine.
Yeah, the two little
reason.
Girls, right? Yeah, so we were on this just really short hike near town, and Pete was telling me all about this great idea that, oh, this summer I'm going to go hiking, and it's going to be so great. I'm going to hike the entire Oregon Coast Trail. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I've seen a map of Oregon before. That's a really long trail. And he's like, and you can come with me, and it'll be so much fun. And I turn around and I look back, and there's my 2-year-old and my 7-year-old. And I'm thinking, yeah, how do I do that again? And so I really, my spirit really wanted to be on this hike. Mm-hmm. I thought, wow, that would be an amazing life experience. Pete says, you know, bucket list. And I go, yeah, that's great. But I'm a parent first, and there's no way you can get a toddler to do 20 miles a day. I'm not even going to try to do that. So,
let alone your 7-year-old going, Mom.
Right,
so right.
That would have been a lot of, Mom, when did we stop? When's lunch? Yeah. So I decided that I could not go. But then I kept thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay, obviously I cannot walk it, but why don't I do what I do for other people, which is I show them the hike I went on. And, you know, I had seen pictures because Pete likes to take pictures of all the hikes he goes on and shares them with people that were on the hike. And so I knew that he was going to take beautiful photographs. And so I just said, why don't you send me photographs? Is there some way that you could share with me these photographs? And we started talking about it, and we realized that with all the modern technology we have today, he totally could send me photographs as he walked, and
he displays the iPhone. Yeah,
and I could paint them as I got them. And so the idea was born of, okay, you're gonna walk it and I'm gonna paint it, and then that way I can be there in spirit.
Kristen O'Neill is the artist. Pete Miller is the hiker, at least in this case. I mean, they both hike regularly, but just not on this trip together. So Pete hiked the entire Oregon Coast Trail to celebrate his and its 50th birthday, took pictures, and then Kristen O'Neill painted them for A Painting a Day. You can join our discussion on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. George Poynar, are you still with us on the phone?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm still here.
Good. Have you done the Oregon Coast Trail all at once yourself?
Just parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just parts of it. See, you have two people kind of that go along the coast. Some just go for hiking and for the views, and that's wonderful. You know, they get out, it's very healthy and everything. And then I'm one of those poke-alongs. You know, I don't go very far before I have to kneel down and examine this or examine that. And so I think it would probably take me about 20 years to complete that, the Oregon Coast Trail.
Okay. George Poynar, again, the author of A Naturalist's Guide to the Hidden World of Pacific Northwest Dunes. So Pete, you had to be a lot less of a naturalist, it sounds like. I mean, were you really chugging along to make 20 miles a day?
I wanted to do both. Mm-hmm. And there comes a point where you need to get miles under your belt. You do need to get up at 5 a.m. and walk till 10:30 p.m. and just move the entire time. Take breaks and look at things then, but otherwise you need to keep moving. You need to get miles under your belt.
Mm-hmm. So how tricky is any of this? I mean, there are obviously parts of the Oregon coast where, for example, Humbug Mountain at Port Orford drops straight into the ocean. So you,
correct.
You can even go over it, or you can go around the backside of it. So, I mean, at points, is the footing tricky, and do you lose sight of the water and stuff like that?
I took a SAG vehicle. I took my truck.
Oh, a SAG wagon was following.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
So I had to walk the Oregon Trail twice, down, back up to my truck, move the truck again.
So were you alone on this trip?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So other than snapping the pictures to people to send back to Kristen, so how did you guys reach a decision? I mean, did you snap, you know, multiple pictures a day and just let Kristen pick one, or did you talk on the phone and say, how about this place, or, you know, what do you think of this one? I mean, how did that whole process work, Kristen?
He would send me several, sometimes like 6 to 8 photographs, I would say. And you could tell when he was really excited about something or really dreading something. There was one day that I painted where he was going to be facing the New River. And so he knew that he was going to have to cross this river. Because if you think about it, every river that flows out to the ocean, if you're walking next to the ocean, you have to cross every single river somehow. And he was so apprehensive about this river that was coming up. And it was like, do you see it? It's off in the distance. I see it there. And then, like, the next photo I get, it's like, it's getting closer. And the next one is like, I'm almost there. And then I get this photo, and it's taken in the middle of the river. And there's seagulls flying, and you can see the ocean in the background. And he's like, I did it. I crossed the river, and my feet are dry. And he's so excited. And so that was the painting I painted for that day, because that was his day, was that triumph and that spirit of, like, I did it. I faced it, and I did it. And so there was, you know, so there were some days where it was like that. There were some days where I felt like I was his cheerleader, because he's like, sand. Lots of sand. Look, more sand. Look what I saw today. I saw some sand. You'll never believe it. Look, it's sand. Or he'd get really excited about a log. Look at this log. It is so great. I'm like, oh my gosh, that must have been the only thing he saw today. It was this log. And so it was an interesting little bit of a back and forth, but we never talked on the phone. There was a couple of days where I didn't get any photos because he was out of signal range.
Oh, really?
And when you're sending photos, you know, you have to have like a good enough connection to send all that data. And so it was kind of like, Pete, are you alive out there? Did you wash away? Are you there? Oh, there he is. Okay, good. And so it was definitely a different way. I was definitely felt like I was there in spirit.
Mm-hmm. And so we're talking again with Kristen O'Neill from Grants Pass and Pete Miller from Grants Pass. He hiked the Oregon Coast Trail in its entirety. Kristen O'Neill painted pictures from the photographs that he sent. And George Poynar Jr., our dune expert, is still on the phone. You can join this conversation on the Exchange, maybe with your own experiences of hiking the Oregon Coast Trail. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. What kind of paint do you generally work with?
I've been using acrylic paint. I switched from being an oil painter a couple of years back because children and solvents together are not a good mix.
Cleanup is easier.
Right. Cleanup's easier. It's just less toxic. It's in general, easier for me to find opportunities to paint. And so I do acrylic painting. I use a line of paint called Open by Golden Acrylics that stays wet a little bit longer than normal acrylic paint does, so I can use it a little bit more like oils. And for these, I've been doing 11-inch by 14-inch paintings every day. It takes me about two solid uninterrupted hours to do that. So with
which
kids,
is hard for a mother, yeah.
Yeah, with kids, that means I'm up at like 5:30 in the morning and I'm painting until they wake up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's a nice way to start my day, actually.
So on those days when Pete was out of phone range and you got, you know, a cascade of pictures all at once, then did you paint more than one a day, or did you just have to kind of span?
No, I fell behind and then I kind of jumped around, and then I had a little bit of time where I was like, what day is this? Because I wasn't necessarily getting the time stamps that he thought I was. And so recently, last week, you know, he had returned and he had all the photographs on a thumb drive, and we sat down and we went through everything. And I have one a day done, but what we're going to do is we're going to go back and I'm going to try to paint enough paintings to really capture the spirit of each section of the hike. So the state of Oregon divides up the hike into 10 pieces, 10 sections. And so each section is beautiful in its own right. But there's definitely some major landmarks that people will know of each section. And so I don't want to skip over that just because something else was interesting. So I'm going to go back through. I'm going to be doing a lot more painting. And then we're going to put all of that information together in a book here. Which should be a good project.
So, Pete, aside from the obstacles like trying to ford rivers and get around mountains and big rocks and stuff like that, I mean, just as a photographer, how hard could it be at times to just capture the essence of the place you were seeing well enough to convey what you were seeing so that somebody else, in this case Kristen, could paint it?
I would write long notes with several of the pictures. When the pictures did get through to Kristen, Kristen's daughter was, oh, my God, Mom, let's go to the coast. I want to go join Pete. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
there can be circumstances that are just gorgeous to behold but really hard to capture in photography, like when the wind is blowing the clouds of sand along the surface of the beach, that kind of thing.
It is difficult at times, but again, the notes I put with the pictures would sort of help express the whole feeling of that day or of that moment.
Did you send any video, or is it all still pictures?
It's all still pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then, Kristen, how would you approach it, and how much artistic license did you take? It looks like it's fairly representational from the work I've seen so far.
They are fairly representational. I do have a really painterly style. There's some amazing photographers out there that really know their craft and can capture everything. But for me, when I take a picture, it's not what I see. And that's part of why I'm a painter, is because when I paint it, I can paint what I felt. I can paint the essence of the place. To me, even though it's a little bit painterly, there's loose brush strokes, to me, it's more accurate of a place than a photo, an exact, you know, representation is, because the camera makes decisions for you. The camera is going to say, oh, you know, this range of light is too broad, I'm going to shorten it down, or this blue is bluer, this violet is violet. And so part of my job as a landscape painter is to recreate that place, that feeling, that experience accurately as far as the essence goes. And so that's what I'm striving to do. And you know, I've been a landscape painter for 15 years, and so it's become easier for me to paint from photographs, and I do try to get some plein air experience, but, you know, with two kids, I do a lot of studio and painting from photographs.
Sure, but, you know, I can see your point, though, about the camera not getting all you want. For all the times that any of us have, like, tried to tilt to get a little darker sky, but then you lose the detail on the ground, you want to get a little lighter ground, you lose the detail in the sky, that kind of thing. So as a painter, though, you can just render it as the human eye can potentially see it.
Right. And for me, like, I always had this like joke with my husband, because I'd be like, look at this thing. And he's like, what am I looking at? And I'm like, the way this branch comes and there's this light on the creek and don't you see it? And he's like, I really want to see it, honey. You know, and then I would take a photograph of it. And I'm like, well, the camera didn't see it either. And then I'd go home and I'd paint it. And he'd walk in and go, oh, that's what you were talking about. And I was like, okay, good. I've got something here as an artist. This is what I can concentrate on.
Pete?
that's where at times Kristen would have to take a couple of the pictures and sort of overlay them and say, oh, that's exactly the image I was trying to capture. I couldn't get it because the camera lens is only so big, mm-hmm. or only so whatever, but you captured it perfectly. That's exactly the essence of what I wanted from that moment.
Oh, so panoramic without the assist, in a sense.
Right. There was this arch, this rock, this amazing rock arch, and then it's kind of standing alone on the beach, but next to this set of cliffs. And so he sent me pictures of the cliffs and of half the arch and the other half the arch and the angle. And I was like waiting for the photo that I wanted to paint in this series. Like I could feel the photo coming and then it wasn't there. And so I literally on my computer brought up like three different images, kind of placed them next to each other and then painted from that. And then when he went through, he goes, oh, my gosh, that's the photo I tried to take. And I was like, well, that's the mark of a good partnership right there.
Truly.
We got it.
So, Pete, were there any especially hairy days? It's not like the weather's been terribly challenging over the time you were there. But I see the light in your eyes. What happened?
It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Lows of 51, highs of 63.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are suffering 111. Let's go to the beach.
Except for the first day.
Oh, there was the sleet and 40-mile-an-hour headwinds.
Okay.
I think that was the day that it, like, snowed in Crater Lake in July.
Uh-huh, okay.
I
get this really stormy photo from day one, and I think, oh, my gosh, this is Oregon. I'm going to be painting fog for, like, 5 weeks. What did I sign up for?
It got better.
It got much better.
I understand, Kristen, that you're thinking of setting up a bracket to, like, pick a winner, like an NCAA basketball bracket. Is that really going to happen?
Yeah, I thought once I got all the paintings done, it would be kind of a fun way to get the audience involved and see what people... Because people say, like, oh, which one's your favorite? And I'm like... the exact favorite? I don't know. I mean, there's definitely some that you click more with me and I feel are you know, a stronger maybe piece or resonate better with me. But so I thought, you know, doing the bracket would be a fun, lighthearted way to experience them all.
So where can people see the work?
On my website, which is KristenO'NeillArt.com. I'm also on Instagram under the same name and on Facebook.
Okay, and we're linked to you through our website at jeffexchange.org. So fun project to work on together. Pete Miller from Grants Pass again hiked the entire Oregon Coast Trail out and back to the truck and then moved it ahead 20 miles every day. Kristen O'Neill made paintings for every day of that. George Poynar Jr. has also been here. He's the author of A Naturalist's Guide to the Hidden World, the Pacific Northwest Dunes. Thank you all for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.